No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast is your boy ASAP Funny.
Shout out to that.
It's been a minute.
It's been a long, long time.
But it always get like this around the holidays, though.
Yeah.
Like, holidays in the summertime,
I feel like the summer is usually the worst, but when you include so much that's been going on and travel and just holidays and everything, so yeah.
But, how are you?
We gonna
talk about it. Say my name.
We gonna take these shots.
How's him?
Oh, that's what you wanted to talk about.
How's him?
You tried it. moving right along.
How's him?
Moving right along.
Oh, okay.
All right. Him is fine. Moving right along.
Him is fine. What's up, him?
To my man. Thank you to my man.
Just happy for you.
So, can we take these shots?
Yes. No. Before we take these shots, we're gonna dedicate this shot to a member of a peanut gallery. Lost a family member in the last couple of weeks, so we definitely gonna take a shot out for his grandfather, man.
Yes.
So raise your glass.
Paw Paw. Clinkety clink. I'm about to say he gonna cry. He wasn't prepared.
I hear it. It's okay. That'd be good.
The great man that he was. I learned so much about the life he lived.
Yeah.
By 39, like my man's had a life. Amazing.
I learned that. Chris, you got a lot of bros, but you don't really be getting bro love like that. He was going. My man was grieving. He's crying. He's good. I'm sorry. Like, hey, nigga, we're good, bro. Like, stop saying it. Like,
I get that though. Like, you be like, I ain't mean to dump. Like, not that you dump, but like, you don't want to come out and be just that way.
Be the Debbie Downer. Yeah. Nigga, the night was over. Nigga, the night was done.
The night was over.
We was saying goodbyes and shit, but like, no, we good. And we was there. We was happy to be there for you, my brother. For sure. Don't cry. Please don't. That's all right. Hey, nigga. Hey, man. Shout out to you being a member of the Ugly Criers Club, my nigga, because I'm definitely a member of the Ugly Niggas Club. Like, ugly, like when niggas cry, like not women. Like, y'all cry. Y'all can cry beautifully. Y'all can ball. Y'all can all that shit. But when a nigga cry... Niggas cry uncontrollably.
It be like, the noise.
Because it's like, I don't know. You don't really know how to fucking, niggas don't know how to cry. Niggas don't know how to cry in public. Like, in front of people. Like, niggas start crying in front of people, and these the only niggas I know, niggas cry and then open their eyes real big to look at everybody's reaction of them crying, and it makes them cry more.
You know what? I think women have, we have conquered the cry in a sense that like, we cry, but I feel like our cries be like single tears. They just, one tear at a time, you just be like, and I did wipe, and then I went through and wipe, and then, but the ugly, when the last time you ugly cried?
Niggas are a blubbering mess. We are terrible.
When I ugly cry, I'm going to cry in the privacy of my own room wrapped under the blanket. Because I have been doing a lot of crying lately, so.
Like, look, let me tell you something. I ugly cry at my wedding, nigga. Like, you know, like, you be thinking shit, like, you know, like, niggas be tough. Tough. And then they get broke the fuck down, like, unexpectedly.
Where do the tears come from? Is it, like, seeing her come down the aisle, she's beautiful, or is it, like, this is about to see my wife, so is it that brings the tears?
Let me tell you how this nigga set me up. And I say that with love. Now, we had, the list of what song was going where. Mm-hmm. So I don't even remember what the original song was that she was supposed to walk out to. But the song they played, I'm listening, like she's not out. Everybody's out, we waiting on her. The song is playing, and I'm listening to the song, and it's 100% our relationship. And it's just like, then it's this anticipation.
Let me go back to my videos.
I would love to see it. Like, if you had that fucking video, I would really love to see it. Like, and I was just like, I just started breaking. Like, it was just like, oh, man. Like, I'm here. I can't believe it. She came out. Oh, nigga. Like, it's to the point, like, I would love to. I'll tell you exactly what happened. At some point in time, I turned around, and I couldn't even face the crowd. I was facing the pastor. I couldn't even face my groomsmen. I was facing the pastor, who kind of looked like Future. We call him Pastor Future.
Okay.
And I looked at him, and I'm trying to compose myself. And I never got the composure through the whole ceremony, nigga. She didn't hear my vows till a year later. Yes. I couldn't get him out.
Yeah.
I couldn't get him out. I was... Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. Niggas don't know how to cry. We're worse at that shit. We can't do shit else. We do a lot of shit. We can't fucking cry. In front of people? No, nigga. That's why niggas always cover themselves. They don't want nobody to see it until they got enough strength to walk to the bathroom. And then they cry. We cry again in the mirror. We look in the mirror and cry again.
Why you in here in your R&B video with the crying in the mirror?
Because that's what niggas do. Niggas need
all you gotta watch yourself. Yeah, I don't know why we need to see ourselves cry. Cannot believe this.
I guarantee you, my nigga. I guarantee you. Nigga, every nigga who's like in depression, and like not even depression, but if something's going on and you got a lot to cry, you go and look in the mirror and cry.
Ladies, do y'all do that?
It's only niggas. It's only men who do this. No. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We weird, bro.
She said, weird. I know I'm ugly.
I don't want to see how ugly I am.
But we weird. Like, we just go like. And then you try to.
Is this equivalent to the people who record themselves crying?
No, because we ain't recording it. And then we look at ourselves.
But I'm saying maybe they want to see themselves.
Then we look at ourselves and call ourselves a bitch for crying. And try to tough it up at ourselves in the mirror.
I am such a nigga.
Like, that's the shit.
Because I'm like, what the fuck is you crying for, girl? Get the fuck.
I've literally, like, cried and wiped my eyes and be like, you a bitch-ass nigga. And, like, put my glasses back on. It's all right, though. It's all right. I ain't going to be a bitch for long and talk back to myself. Mm. That's the shit niggas do.
Mm-hmm.
We weird as fuck. You know who else is weird? Young niggas.
Tell me more.
I was on my way here. So, like, imagine. Niggas done did it again. They done wished Christmas upon us, so the weather done came. It done snowed. The temperature done dropped 30 degrees in like 2 days.
And then it's finna go up 30 degrees tomorrow.
That's so weird. It's so weird. But the temperature's not like, nigga, it's cold. It's wintertime.
It is. And I swear Chicago has a terrible transition.
And on my way here, I'm passing the one of the L stops, and I see a nigga shivering. He has on a winter coat. He's shivering. And I'm like,
I do not miss the days.
And I'm like, the reason he's cold is because his whole ass is out. And it's like, nigga, your jaws are showing. And like, if that's how you rock, that's cool, nigga. But I am not going to substitute adequate body heat from the, you know, one of the meatiest parts of your body. I'm not going to let that out for that thin layer of Hanes. or gas station, because, you know, niggas love gas station 3-packs of drawers. Them drawers don't even have no name.
They must be comfy.
Huh?
I
thought it was t-shirts.
No, you ain't no niggas back. Where you think the niggas out of jail get their drawers from?
Why are we talking to niggas out of jail?
Because niggas get out of jail, they gotta go. At minimum, they ain't gonna.
Two sweaters.
Ain't no Walmart, right? Ain't no Walmart next to the prison, nigga.
You would think they did well.
Niggas, they go to the gas station. They just need somewhere to hold their dick. They just need something to hold their dick. They can wear drawers again.
You know, like, sometimes I really be wishing this is a visual podcast because I'm way by face.
Yeah, but like, no, niggas buy drawers. You can buy drawers at the gas station. You can get a whole outfit at the gas station.
Yeah. And I have to have this included.
But yeah, well, like, I'm like, nigga, you out here shooting.
I was trying to figure out if I was just at a particular age where that bothered me, and I realized it has just always bothered me. Niggas, what they pants sag is super low and they hold booty out.
Even when we sag, we at least have on basketball shorts under them.
It at least, like, even the people, like, I guess in that adult age, no, where was I? We went to brunch. Ooh. Think it was me and you, Shady. Went to brunch, and it was a table, and it was like a bunch of guys and girls, and the older dude was like old young, right? Like
old young nigga?
Yeah. You know, you remember what I'm talking about? His whole behind was out with his
scoop ass out, and I'm just like,
from behind, you thought he was a young guy, and then he turned around, I'm like, this nigga is 50, okay? Like, I don't have time for this. Whole booty draws was out.
Whole booty draws.
Looking like 2004, okay?
Oh, no, not changing.
But, like, fitted pants, kind of. Like, you too old for this, my guy.
Did he have on white pants?
No.
Oh, okay, it was... niggas love wearing white pants on a Sunday. If it's brunch.
Especially Chicago.
If it's brunch.
With the rips.
If it's brunch, it had the rips, white though. Brunch,
it nigga. Had the rips, but they was jeans. They was the washed ones.
Yeah.
That's all sides.
With the rips.
I don't know. Hood niggas.
And it was so confusing because it was like a group of them of I don't know what age.
Were they shirts barely at the bottom of their fucking waist?
Yes.
Like they barely
and I'm like, you 45,
that
be, my guy.
Them is fat niggas who don't know they fat.
When it was, he was the oldest one out the motherfucking group. He was.
They was like hood. You could tell they was like hood niggas. Yep.
And a nice little establishment, black owned establishment, great.
Hood
restaurant.
Niggas are hilarious.
It's like hood niggas that never came about the hood or like.
Yeah, hood niggas, they don't. They only go downtown. That's
like,
not the hood.
He was
that,
like, that's the saggiest one. I'm just like,
out of everybody.
These are hood niggas who think dressing up is putting on a solid color fashion sneaker with spikes.
Not
that's
with spikes.
Up, if they not Jordans, like for real, that's real shit.
Nah, it's the spikes.
All the name of the shoe got to do is sound Italian. Like
facts.
Yeah, all right, yeah, we can pay them. They all 800. Yeah.
And a ridiculous belt. Why do you even have the belt?
If it's gonna tighten your thigh.
He might as well had a phone clip.
Yeah,
that's what he was giving.
Them the niggas that buy the fucking.
Yo, why we stop phone? Okay.
3 for $25. I don't know why niggas stop phone.
Why we stop phone?
And some dad shit. Like you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? We so fucking hypocritical. We talk about niggas in Bluetooth like we don't walk around with AirPods on all day.
Yeah, but they ain't Bluetooth.
No,
but
it look like a Bluetooth now.
It's the same thing, nigga.
I mean, it is, but it ain't
the same.
Nah, because I'm gonna judge shit at you. You got the whole stem microphone. I'm judging.
What you say now, Chuck? Like, what you say now, Chuck?
I was gonna say something about Bluetooth, but then I was like, but I'm like, nah. Bluetooth.
It's different because when you come out here when you had an extra long piece that's a little microphone, or the ones that come around to your mouth, if you don't get your.
So if I turn Bluetooth off, my AirPods don't work?
You're missing the point. You're missing the point. You're missing the point. I did not say that AirPods are not Bluetooth. What I'm saying is Bluetooth specifically, the ones that got the microphones that come all the way over yonder.
That's the only
thing. And it cover your whole beard.
The trucker. Yeah, like, get your silly ass.
The
no.
The trucker's going to be mad at you.
No.
Your beard all day.
No.
Day. I don't give a fuck.
No. If you're having a blue light flash, get the fuck. No.
Trucker's
going to
be mad at you.
No, I don't care.
Trucker's going to be on your ass.
They get on my nerves.
Breaker 19. Shell is out here talking shit.
They get on my nerves the most because they be out here in gas stations with the whole headpiece, though. Like, the thing that go around the head, the whole ear muff.
What else do they have to have?
My man,
that's
man, my man.
It's a difference between a trucker.
Then it comes shoot to
see. You know what I'm saying? And Mr. James, nigga.
Mr.
James. Come on.
That nigga come with a house.
Do better.
Because Mr. James, he got a van, nigga. That nigga in the van.
He got to flip it up to kiss you.
Oh, man.
I kiki every time I watch The Shy and Darnell got that goddamn Bluetooth on.
Cause that's that nigga in velour suits.
In a velour suit, like, sir, stop. AirPods is slightly different. Okay? It is. It don't have the extra mic.
Okay.
It has a microphone. It's not going down your jawline. Okay? It's not flashing blue and pink and whatever other colors. You don't even see it. Cover your head and it's a wrap. You don't even know.
Okay. So first of all, like, let me get into this, because you know I don't like to talk about these people on this podcast, because I don't fuck with the K people. K's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't fuck with the K's, but I got to fuck with the K's today.
Fucking with the K's. K.
First of all, this is like a PSA to all fucking celebrities. Nobody gives a... We know you had plastic surgery, nigga. We know you went under the knife. Just don't lie about it.
That part.
Just don't lie about it.
Your nose is not the same size.
Your nose is not the same fucking size.
Your lips is not the same size.
Your lips are not the same size.
We know. Your cheeks is lifted.
Like Chloe...
Got a whole new face.
Whole new fucking face. Nigga, NeNe Leakes got a new fucking face. NeNe Leakes looks like Carisha. Y'all are all right now.
All of them, though. Like, I ain't gonna... Like, I understand you see somebody who got a good job done, and you be like, who was your doctor? Can I borrow that doctor from you?
Can I borrow that doctor?
But can we... Like, do they have a catalog of faces? You know how you used to go to the hair shop and you'd be like, I want number 13?
Hell yeah.
Do they go in there and be like, I want number 13 face?
Hey, yeah. Let me because get a number 7.
All of their faces look alike.
A 15 taper. Thank you.
All their faces look alike.
Yeah.
It just takes me back to, what's that girl, Sierra on Love and Hip Hop? When she was like, I ain't getting those. Girl, you know you got your face, girl. Stop that. Stop that.
It's like how a nigga changed his face and then the smoking aces. It was like, this nigga had all this fucking plastic surgery to become the nigga that he made up. Like, nigga, that type of shit. But Kylie Jenner said she only got lip injections. And she's like, why are you comparing pictures my 12-year-old face? I said, bitch, because at 12 years old, that's your fucking face.
You got surgery at 18 or 16. Pull
up a picture of you at 12. All you have to do is...
I look like me.
All you have to do for my picture of me at 12 is add locks, beard, and glasses. This is me. It's my face.
I got a little fatter in the
Your
face.
Your face is formed.
But it's me. It's very 12. Much me.
Your face is formed at 12. I said, baby, you didn't have no lips. You was fish. You had nothing. You went and got it all done. The only one who ain't got shit, Kendall...
She might be the...
Kendall? I don't know. And even Kendall and
I
didn't
watch the show to know, but like I knew Kylie had a new Kendall face. I feel like she shaved her face, her head. Courtney, like her head shape don't even seem the same.
Like at minimum, like Courtney, like I don't know how the fuck Chloe made her skull smaller, nigga, because that motherfucker had a head like a potato. And now she like an orange. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
OJ head.
OJ head, nigga, because that's her father. That's her father. I stand on business. That's her daddy, nigga. It's OJ, Orenthal, James.
Not the government.
Show me anybody else in that family, fam, that looks like Chloe. She's the ugly duckling.
I mean.
Like she's the one to look up. One of these things are not like the other.
Speaking of the Kardashians, this is not going to.
She's like crackheads.
It go together, but it don't go together. What? So, you know, Beyonce, she had her premiere, they put her picture out there, and Beyonce was looking very light with the extra platinum line hair, and everybody was like, it was giving Kim K, and then everybody in the comments was like, no, it's not, da 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 da.
It's giving Beyonce, what the fuck you mean, it's giving Kim K?
Because, okay, hear me out. So, hear me out. When I got on the Instagram, the first thing that was at the top was the Shade Room. The Shade Room had posted the picture. By quick glance, I thought it was Kim Kardashian. However, when I thought that was all that's Beyonce, and I say that meaning because Kim K be trying to look like Beyonce, okay? Now, second, they tried to say she was trying to bleach her skin. Beyonce is light skinned. She nigga, is a very light skinned.
She be tan, nigga. Like, what you mean? If anything, I'm like,
first of all,
she colored, nigga. Like,
it's the one. Bruh, it's the flash. Bruh. You can clearly tell it's the flash. Bruh. And then the platinum hair is going to make you look lighter. So like, and stop what you're talking.
It's not like she's not a.
But even she was. It was the flash. You can clearly tell it's the flash.
She had on silver. What?
And silver and platinum line, yes. And then it's winter. Stop playing. Like, get off my girl dick. Because I ain't.
She
in
her winter color.
Hello? Hello?
Two shades of plenty in my purse.
Because, hello? Because you got to get a winter color and a summer color.
Light skins are uniting in this room. We are uniting.
Because cut it out.
Bitch, you ain't never going to play me. I settled on my damn color. Real. Yeah, for these three shades.
Listen,
between these three shades
and the foundation is where I'm at.
And where my vacation was.
I got a November, December, January, and
February. Depending on how deep in the winter we get, is how light I'm going to be. You know, I laugh at some of the WCW episodes because I can tell when it's winter. Because the way I'm like,
it's cold and we be like, can we turn the lights down? Please.
I was looking at one episode like, ooh, I look real. Gossly,
nigga. Y'all niggas,
I look real light right
the,
there.
The motherfucking Halloween episodes, we look ghostly all the time. It's not our fault. It's like, we don't go outside. There's no sun. What you want? Sorry.
Dress up for the holiday.
Sorry, I don't. I'm always in thing.
Listen. Get off my girl. Also, speaking of the premiere, did you see all five of our Children of Destiny?
I did.
Look at like the ultimate girl group. Y'all, if y'all don't give me no album, I swear to God. I want a tour and new songs. I do. I don't even need a whole album. I need like five new songs, all five of them on there. That's it. That's all. Tracks anymore.
But that's different. That's because, you know.
And then they had cropped them all together to make it look like one picture. Mm-hmm. Oh, this phenomenal.
That silver suitcase.
Yeah. I saw that.
That shit was hilarious.
I saw that.
That shit was hilarious. I felt like, honestly, fam, I did, and they resurfaced the clip of when always. They picked her out, nigga. Like, she was like, it's better if you're at home than if you don't have your luggage.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It was, but you know what's so wild about it, too? It was like they cropped it, like they swapped them out for people that was the exact same size as them. Like, yeah. Michelle was LaToya, and then Farrah was LaTavia, kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, and that baby only made it a month? What?
That's what she meant, because like, I promise you, because if you rewatch that shit, you're unsure if she's in the group. Like, you can't tell Michelle, there's a focus on Michelle. When in her switch out scene, but on Farrah, I'm like,
I was watching the video, like, where my girl feel at?
They just gave a little extra attention to where one my girl of the backup dancers. I didn't ever see her.
I did too.
In a four shot,
like, I thought they was. I was like, so were they sick for the video? I don't understand. Where is my girls? And so I watched the Terrell show, and I don't know if you ever seen it, but the dude that be on, he had like a YouTube, and he does like the singing. Okay, yeah, yeah. And he had Destiny's Child Week for his finale week. And each day he had a member of them. And it was so beautiful to see. But what I cannot wait to actually watch, I don't know how big it's going to be or if it's just going to be like a YouTube or whatever. But LaTavia has a documentary coming out about like her life and what happened afterwards. And I'm excited because I learned so much about her because Mama was in jail. LaTavia
was in jail?
LaTavia was in jail.
Damn. Twice?
Trice, I think.
Yeah.
Huh? She didn't give us details because I guess she was like, you will have to see my documentary. But she was in jail, I want to say three times maybe. And she was like, at first, like people didn't notice like who she was or she was cool with that. And then somebody was like, girl, ain't you? And she like, and they was like, you supposed to have on Versace and shit. She was like, bitch, I'm in orange with you. What are you talking about? Wow, so they was all in there. She was in there and I can't wait to hear she was doing the drugs. And I'm like, ma'am, I need to know about your life. Depression. I've been in this girl group since I was 13. Beyonce was originally my best friend. dead ass before.
This is serious. Before
I did not. Before Kelly and Latoya got in the group, it was Latavia and Beyonce leading out girls' time. Okay.
She stood on business. Right.
And then she had posted, because I follow her and I've been following her for a long time, but she had posted something about her experience in the Renaissance, and in the bottom she was like, I promise I won't disappear again. And it was giving me, you and Beyonce had a conversation, it was like, girl, don't disappear like that no more. And she said, because she ain't say it to nobody specifically, it was just like, I promise I won't leave again, or I won't disappear, or whatever her verbiage was. And I was like, oh, you and P talked, like, that was really how I felt, like, oh.
They just looking for the reconcile.
I mean, they had to have a reconciliation because they was at the Houston show. You at the premiere. You know what I'm saying?
How many years has it been?
They left in 99, 2000. They was
like damn near 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since the three or since the four?
Both.
Yeah, it was like years like 99, 2000.
They broke up and had a new group.
Like, say my name. This shit happened
mid. How long did the three go?
From like 2000
to technically Destiny Fulfilled was 2007, yeah?
Yeah, they had like a 10, 15 year run.
They had a longer run than the original four.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had like a decade, I think, at least.
It looked like this. Well, they had two albums with each.
True, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you're not counting the Christmas album.
The three set records for their album.
Yeah.
Like, they are the highest selling girl group in history.
I don't know, because Say My Name, I think, is they, like,
no,
that.
They came out even as the three. Like, they broke those records. As the three, they had the
Survivor did numbers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Independent Women.
I remember because they outsold the Supremes. Like, the trio outsold the Supremes.
Can I be honest?
Survivor wasn't the greatest.
I hate Survivor. And
album or the song?
The song.
Oh, because they ran that song, they can fucking throw. Like, I just
couldn't get with it.
I'm a survivor.
I'm a survivor. Come on, Whitney.
We weren't aunties yet.
But like, I wasn't a huge fan of Survivor, and I wasn't a huge fan of Independent Part 1 or 2.
I don't even remember.
Independent Women. Like, I can sing them. I can kiki to them because we know them. But, like, them not my top Destiny's Child songs.
We're going to have to go on the Destiny's Child deep dive after the show.
Ooh, musically, we're going to just do it. Sign me up. All
right. Hey. I'm going to ask you some shit. You're going to be like, oh, word? That's what you fuck with? Yeah. Because I fuck with some shit.
But, I'm ready to turn up now.
Oh, my God. did you see the...
It's time for takeoff. Come on, remix. Hey. All right. Come on. We ready. Because my body too bootylicious for you, man. Come on. Hey. It's going to be a short episode. I'll play.
Y'all niggas is crazy. Did you see T.I. and his son getting into it?
Child.
Stand on business.
Ain't nothing you can do with me.
Why that little man out here talking about $10,000 for an interview? If you... Don't go away.
The crazy part is, like, do you not remember y'all was on a TV show growing up? Did you forget that part of your life, little boy?
My man said he was on, they came to get him for the TV show because he was not living with them.
They was never out, nigga. They did a bid. Like, what you mean? Like, nigga, they did a bid. What you mean? Of course you don't live with them.
That part.
How many of us were raised by our grandparents? Nigga, what are you talking about?
Not me.
Nothing new. Well, not you. No. Okay. Like,
two.
Right, you know what I mean? Right. My man has two jobs. Like,
My bad.
No, you good. I'm just saying. But like that type of shit, I'm like, nigga,
that's such a cute car. Sorry, sad no, but it was a Kia and I never buy another.
Okay. Kia boys did get your ass. Your boys did get your ass.
Triggered. Yeah. Triggered.
That's crazy because I want to tell you, right? I'm sorry, nigga. That bitch is cold. But yeah. But, that boy was raised by his grandma and he was like, nigga, I stand on business. And like, I was in the street. What, nigga? You're not
my
baby.
Why privileged kids want to be hood babies so
Why
bad?
Why baby?
I don't want to be nobody. I live in a mansion.
They teach me the fucking game, though.
Dead ass.
Them niggas be dead swear, ass. Nigga. I be like, nigga,
it's not
once that nigga said I ain't had no silver spoon in my mouth, I'm like, nigga, what?
What car you driving right now?
What?
What's the clothes you got on right now? Where you get it from? You ain't got no J-O-B.
They start posting clips of this nigga crying at like 14.
All the ice around his neck and all.
Who bought it?
You're saying it in a box at the Falcons game.
My nigga's 18 and he already need veneers. Nigga, like, that's...
Because he's like, his past clients.
I barely got a good...
Pew, pew.
I got a good solid chain.
You are saying you never had a silver spoon while you are sitting in a private box.
Because your daddy is performing.
Your daddy just performing. You was on the field. With the players.
Standing on business.
You standing on 50.
And then he talked up and T.I. chucked his ass up. T.I. put his hands on him.
Ain't nothing you can do with me.
Ain't nothing you can do with me.
Ain't nothing you can do with me. Ain't nothing you can do with me.
And I felt that. Because I'm like,
bravo, sir.
Like, sir.
Get your Bernie back. Y'all kick
your
kid ass.
Trying your daddy, and your daddy's like, nigga, do you know who I am?
Too old for this shit.
Five, six, and all. You finna get off.
Too old for this shit.
It's also the height difference, too, because I'm like, nigga.
Is it a height difference between them? Yeah. They both look short as fuck. See, y'all look, nigga.
You like 5'5", 5'6".
One of them grew up in the hood and one didn't, so they got to add about like 4 inches.
T.I. been trapping. According to T.I., he been trapping shooting pistols since he stood 4 feet.
One actually did have to fight for his life. The other one had to fight for
food.
So I don't understand.
And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had to fight for screen time. Nigga, like, you didn't have to sell dope.
Look, why you want to struggle life?
I don't know.
I don't understand this logic.
I had cousins suburban like that. It's a suburban.
I feel like they think they missed out on something.
Chicago?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just sounds think people suburban feel like they missed out on something.
I didn't miss out on shit, nigga. I'm good, nigga. Fuck that shit. Where you from? I'm from Maywood. I'm from Maywood, sir.
Baby, I grew up in Roseland. Y'all had a...
I mean, I don't know. That is nothing both. Like... being scared still, about, like, yeah,
we know, okay, still be over here.
I'm ready to stand on business
everywhere I go.
10,000 for an interview. Why do you think we want to interview you?
Mom, who is you?
Why am I paying? I'm gonna call your daddy. I'm not calling you.
The live was the interview. We don't care.
Then the next thing you know, Damani out here dropping music, trying to be his great little self, and Eris out here singing for her little life. She, the little 7-year-old with her little vocals. She's so
and
cute.
And I. Go support your sister.
Go do something. Find a hobby.
Go be a good big brother. I don't understand.
Sheesh. Zonique, get your brother. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so I know you. Did y'all talk on WCW about
Won't Stop, Don't Stop?
No, not Won't Stop.
We gonna get them. Diddy dance to the bank. Better Diddy Bob.
Bye, nigga.
That is not funny, y'all. We is going to hell. We so sorry. Make light of the situation. Got to.
Okay. Shit. All right. Well, I'm sorry. What was you about to say?
It don't even matter. You know what you mean?
I need a girl, so I'm a steal one.
Okay, so are we just going to talk about that now?
We going to have to.
So if you guys been living under a rock.
Whatever they say, he did.
He did that shit. So Cassie filed a lawsuit, 35 pages thus far, against Diddy for like sex trafficking and sexual abuse and everything under the umbrella.
That nigga a cuck.
And a day later, it was resolved. She was suing him for $30 mil. The next day, they were like, oh, we settled this out of court. Rumor has it, allegedly, that it was like an 8-figure number or something like that.
That's
my type, nigga. That's
my type. It had to be.
Allegedly.
It had to be. She wanted 30. She wanted 30. I think he offered 10, and that's what she was like, oh. Mm. And she was like, no. Like, the motherfucker, like, if you got somebody coming at you for 30, it's a haggle game, my nigga. Like, what you mean? If you come back with 10, and they say 30 again, you supposed to bump your offer up, nigga. You're on the losing side of this, my guy. Like, it's
35 pages, and I promise you that was the
scratch. All right, text, nigga.
That was the scratch. That was the tip of the. I know it was the tip. She said, "I'm
that nigga Diddy going down like the
time." Ooh, you see, they just dropped him from Revolt.
He stepped down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you step down. It's like when we put motherfuckers who shoot black people on administrative leave.
That part. Yeah, he gonna be working from home is all they really said.
You know how I know that nigga was down bad? They posted a picture of that nigga and you saw his gray hair. I said, like, you ain't never seen this nigga gray hair.
He was stressed.
Yeah, time to go
this nigga stopped to dress for men for the weekend. Like, I don't have time, nigga.
Stressed.
He was reading that shit like, yeah, bitch
time.
Said what?
He had time for cocoa butter brown, nigga. He had time to cover them shits up. That nigga look old.
And I said this on WCW, but one thing that I noticed for real, why I'm like, well, two things. In your whole career, you've been in this industry for a long time. This stuff dropped, and not one single person stood up for you. That's a red flag right there.
Oh, that nigga. Oh, Diddy's a bridge burner.
Like I said, with Bill Cosby, people was like, "That ain't the Bill Cosby I know." Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen. It ain't been a single.
He didn't rape you.
But I'm just saying, like, you, not a single person came out and said that ain't the Diddy I know.
Oh, no. Mary J. Blige dropped a new song and said, "I still believe in love."
Like, not a single, and then two, you ain't counter sue for defamation or nothing?
Oh.
Because you did that shit.
You did that shit.
Yeah.
And niggas, I don't need you niggas. I need you dumb niggas. Not nobody in this room, but the dumb niggas who immediately think, well, put him out in the jail. Bitch, this is a civil suit, not a sexual assault. Know the difference.
Please.
As much as y'all niggas swear y'all watch Law and Order, how the fuck y'all don't know the difference between a civil case and a fucking
y'all was like three different parts. That's my favorite part of the whole song.
Jump, jump. That's what happens when shows are on for 20 fucking years. Oh shit, the writer's strike is over.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Oh my god, nigga.
Hope all the writers go back to where they belong instead of going where the money's at.
Because, listen, the way I ain't had shit to watch in the fall but reality TV, I was like, give me my TV back.
Sports, nigga, like, honestly. Yeah. Like, I knew this shit was real. Like, nigga, I burned through 11 seasons of Shameless in 3 weeks. I was burning through that shit.
Shit.
Yeah. And I realized some of my favorite shows got canceled in the midst of.
Such as?
The Rookie Feds with Niecy Nash.
Oh, I don't know that.
That shit got canceled. Yeah, any opportunity I get to see Niecy Nash with like Cleavis, I'm here for it. I'm gonna fucking go. I love Niecy Nash.
Okay. What else got canceled?
I don't know what else got canceled, but my show Blue Bloods is on his last. It's gonna be his last season.
Was it gonna be his last season anyway?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't
think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, Law & Order's gonna have another spinoff. That got canceled.
Who the fuck?
It got canceled, though. It don't matter. Ah, it didn't even get off the ground yet. They was like, yeah, well, you know.
I heard, mother, is Benson and Staples supposed to be getting together or some shit?
I wish they would hurry this up.
Oh, that was her? Oh, so you're a team? Because, like, I honestly, okay, so let me start with this. I've never been into SBU. I have nothing against the show. I just never watched it. But I already know they got a will they want they type of deal going on. And I'm like, nigga, is this shit finna happen?
Since Stable, let me tell you how they.
I be seeing to... some people ain't a fan of the shit. They like, nah, fuck that shit. You anti?
They gonna get married.
And one of them gonna get killed. I can see that in the man. End. Come I can on. Actually see that well, in the don't end. Be but together. How, that part, but I'm gonna tell you how they've been trying. They've been fake setting this up. So ever since Stabler got back, right, because he got his own little spinoff, they killed his wife like episode one. They've been together like 30 years. What you kill her for? Damn. And then she came right on in. I'm here to support all his kids. Love. I feel like I can't even. We can't think of his wife's name, but I feel like that fake behind the scenes, you know, because you don't really see it. But I feel like she was just always like, take care of him if she ever. You know, and so yeah, I mean, they be fake getting close, like they gonna kiss, and they're like, we really need to talk about how we're feeling. And they had these deep conversations, because they be having a whole lot of crossovers on this two shows. Yeah. I'm like, can we get there? Can we get it over with?
Yeah, nigga, if they be face to face, like it's just like that, like, yeah, they gonna
one of they bad guys gonna kill
either one of them. That's crazy, oh man, and that'd be what happened too. That'd be what happened to him. After that shit happened, nigga, end the series.
End of the series. We can't watch. I can't like, watch one without the SVU other. Without
Benson. Like, y'all was cool when Stabler was just gone.
He's still there.
No, that was cool when like Stabler was like gone somewhere.
It took me a while too. Like, them first one or two seasons, it was struggling to watch without Stabler. But then I finally just got used to it. But I was like, can we? It took 10 years for them to bring my mans back.
Yeah.
Or for him to come back.
Yeah.
10 years?
Tutula still there. That's his name.
Tutuola.
Tutuola. Ice tea, nigga. Ice motherfucking tea.
Tutuola. Finn.
Straight up. That's how niggas go when they can't pronounce the nigga's character name. They go back to that nigga's original name.
Ice tea shit.
You know the nigga I'm talking about.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my Lord. Jesus.
That shit go both ways, too. Because they be like, because L just even, because L just nigga, string a bell. You can't remember my nigga's name.
Right.
Straight up, nigga.
You do Franklin
or the nigga
Francis Snowfall.
You know, you named a nigga movie. Yeah, you named a nigga movie.
Damon, Damson,
Franklin Saint.
Franklin motherfucking Saint.
You picking? It's either their character name or their real name.
Or it's just their movie. You be like, she went to 12 years a slave, nigga. That nigga. I do not know how to say that
man's name.
I'm like. I know what this nigga was in. I know this nigga was in. I can name 10 movies this nigga was in.
You know, that just reminded me saying that I can name 10. Back to the Terrell show. He got this game that I'm going to purchase because we all is going to play this on somebody's game night, which I'm probably going to host. Or you. And it's called I Know You Fucking Lying. Have you seen his little game?
I have not. Well, that sounds interesting.
Oh, it's good. So he made it. He played it on his show. But he actually made like a card game out of it. And so what it is, it's like on a card, it's a category. So say it says Whitney Houston songs. Don't know why that came to mind. But Whitney Houston songs. And you're supposed to go around and be like, I can name one. And the next person goes, well, I can name two. And you go back and forth. So you feel like that person cannot name that number of songs. Mm-hmm. And then you go, I know you fucking lying. And then that person has to name that many songs in like 30 seconds or something like that, or whatever the category is.
Oh, I like that.
And I was like, oh, let me tell you how I was watching. They had like, he had like a premiere show of it or whatever. And one of the categories that I know I would fail was like Drake songs.
Oh, nigga.
I'm going to tell you why I'm going to fail.
I know 50, nigga.
But I'm going to tell you why I'm going to fail. I know Drake songs. I don't know the title of shit, though. Like, I don't know the title. I know the songs. Mm-hmm. So, like, the one girl was like, one person was like, I can name one, I can name two, I can name three, whatever. To get to five, mama was like, Hotline Bling, take care.
Oh, no, nigga.
I was like, I'm with you. I mean, you gonna have to
that ass up remix.
You gonna have to let me sing them.
Album, nigga.
You gonna have to let me sing them because I don't know the titles. I just don't know the titles. List that ass. Hell yeah, fucking right. Show right. Listen. Mm-mm. My man said Heifer.
I thought it was Heifer. I thought it was. It makes sense to me.
Oh, God.
It makes sense. It
makes sense.
I don't care. I don't care.
I hope that they is picking up all of y'all in the background.
Kawhi.
Can we take the shot? Hands up, hands up. Can I tell y'all my favorite part about No Chill? Because it really just be a group of friends just having a good time.
Yes.
That's it.
For us, not
you know what? On that note,
take a shot. Pour up if you haven't poured up. This is your time.
I swear to God, this whole time. That's up. Y'all not gonna believe me.
Oh, gosh. Clink, clink.
Heifer, heifer.
Shell, let the people know where to follow you. I'm not doing this.
We have so many more things on this list.
We ain't gonna talk about them. I'm done with this nigga over here.
I mean, I knew this was here. Yes, I remember.
Hell,
I never had
hell,
like,
hell,
like,
hell.
Like, it makes sense.
Fuck
to me.
Right.
In context, it makes sense.
Hold on. I was laughing too hard to take it. Give me a second.
Lint liquors. It made sense.
Make sure y'all follow me on the Twitter and the Instagram. I was like, Shell, you follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMeals with the Z Shell. Yeah. Oh. Follow my other pie.
She said,
why you going up the west side? Make sure you check out my other podcasts, Women, Cocktails, and Whatever, or WCW on the YouTubes, anywhere that you can listen to podcasts.
You already know, man. You can follow me on Instagram at ASAPFunny, Snapchat ASAP.funny. TikTok, ASAP Funny One. I need them views, likes, and shit. You know, I be doing to get ready with me.
You do. I be seeing you. I be seeing you.
Get
it on
my chest. Come on, gas me up.
You be cute, or whatever.
I be serving looks.
You it's the shoes for me. Oh no, the bros branch. That's I like the fit. I like the fit. Yep.
That's why I'm trying to come with my slogan, nigga. Come on, big homies. No gut, no butt. We ain't showing none of that shit.
No butt.
No gut, no butt. Don't forget to follow the page on Facebook, facebook.com/ No Chill Podcast One. And man, listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Low key, we coming up on show 200 because we didn't celebrate 100. Mm. But 200 is coming up sometime in 2024, so we might have to plan something for that.
We should.
Like a live joint.
I like it.
We'll keep y'all in the loop on that, man. But we'll catch y'all next time.
Bye. No Chill.